Torah says Shlo Yasekein, she was chayvul of Mrs. Bezdin. Don't do this because the punishment will be Mrs. Bezdin. So such a situation as Ein Loiket Alav, a person does not get Malkus. Filo lo hisu bar lemisa, even if the hasra was not for Misa, the hisu bar lemalkus, the hasra was for Malkus, he doesn't get Malkus. The hasra lemiktol, he doesn't get Misa, the hachil lelaki, he doesn't get Malkus, the lasharis Misa, nitin blood of Malkus. The Torah said this is a warning which is punishable by Misa, not by Malkus. So now Rav Ashi said back, it doesn't say al yotzi, it says al yetzi. Ben kam loshon hitzos masri. Even though the Gemara darshins, after Shabbos, the drush about Yotzi, we saw from over here. Since the Torah did not write it, in the words Al Yotzi, the Iker of the pasuk is not coming for that, and therefore, it's not a lavshin in the source of Mrs. Bezdin, and person. He says you would get Malkus for being over the Sirt Chum. Okay. So if you look at the Tosis, points out Tosis, the Lashon as far as Mrs. Bezdin, if you look about five lines for the end of the narrow lines. So Rashi answers, Miksi Al-Yotzi, the Havi Iker Kroba Hitzo. If the Iker Pasuk, what is Al-Yotzi, the Iker Pasuk is for Hitzo, I would say if the Pasuk is given to get a Zoros Mises Bezins, you couldn't get Malchus. Al-Yotzi, if you keep the Iker Lulosh, you'd see a not like it a love, even though it also teaches you the Iser of Hitzo. So Rashi is not arguing on the Drosh of the Iser of Hitzo. He's just saying that that's not the Iker of the Pasuk, and therefore you would like, that wouldn't be the defining element whether it gets Malkos or not. Hatloch Mavoi. So the Mishnah, Oysin Pasin Libiros, we had this before already, that in a case where they have a bear, which is a well, found in the middle of the street, and it was used for watering the animals. So you can make a pass. You make passing around it, so change its status. The bear is a rishus yachid. The road is rishus rabbit. And how do you take the water out? So you have to enclose it. So we the requirements for enclosure were very minimal. You put a double oymed in the four corners, one facing 90 degree angle to each other, and then it closes the four sides. Our brother Yumdin near in Kishman is four posts, which end up being equivalent of eight because there's each corner it's facing two directions. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So all you need is four pass. You need eight. You need in each quarter. You need this double diavid, and then along each direction, you need one arbav deyumdin, arbav shutin, one plain simple board, which is an arm long to help him close. The words that say this machlokes is talking about a case where it was more than 10 amos gap. It was up to 13 and a third. So Rameir says you have to put in a poshut in between the yumdin to help for that enclosure. But it says no problem. You can have an opening of 13 and up to 13 and a third. Gaban asara. These posts, these boards have to be 10 tochim tall. They have to be six tvachim long, I guess, calls it width. The thickness is a kalshu. They have to be six tvachim wide. ubeinayim kimloishte revokus shalosh boker. The gap which is allowed is the equivalent of two sets of cattle going in. Well, two sets of cattle, one going in, one going out. And each one is of three, so a total of six. It could be four apiece, so it's eight total. Kshurois, and the cattle were tied, the limitars are not loose. So Mar's going to ask that Kshurois and limitars seems to be redundant. Achas nichneses, v'achas yotze. One was going in, one was going out.
Good morning, Rabbi Greengar.
Okay. Mutra lahakiv leber. You can make this closer to the well if you want. So, like, what's the minimum area that you're allowed to contain? Mavach the hepora rosha v'ruba b'fnim v'shoes. You can't get too close. You have to be that the majority of the animal is inside of the enclosed area, the closed pasim, for the animal having where to drink. That's the smallest size we're going to allow. Otherwise, again, we're afraid that the animal is going to be pulling itself out while it's drinking, and the owner will. He'll take the pail out, and the owner will try and bring the pail back, and that's going to be a problem. But to the harki kolshu, you can make it wider, further away from the be'er as much as you want. As long as you can't have a gap more than ten, according to more than 13 1/3. So if that's the gap, you have to add more pasit, or widen your pasit, either one. The Tanakhama says you can make it as big as you want. If you remember, ad beis hasayim, no. Even so, there's still a limit. You can't make it more than beis hasayim. Amaloi, so they said back to Yehuda, loy amar beis hasayim, and the lekira of lekar faith. It was only said by Gina the carpet, which is not really enclosed for deer purposes. But Avalim Hoya deer, if it was a corral, the deer wasn't a stationary thing, as she says. What it was the purpose wasn't to the purpose of the deer wasn't to create a place for the animals to live, or to bring them home from pasture. The purpose was to enclose an area, and the animals would pasture in there, and while they're doing that, they would help fertilize the field. And then move it to a different place. Sahar, that was a place to bring the animals to back in the city. So that was a place to bring them back from the pasture. Oymuksa, which you've had before, was the area behind the houses, which is for storage, etc. Chotzer, front of the house. Afilu beis chameshes kurin, afilu beis asara kurin, it could be as big as you want it. Butter. Therefore, which the harchik kol shehu uvashi yarbe v'pasim. So, therefore, the conclusion is you can take it. You can by the pasi b'ros, the same thing. You can expand the area as much as you want, as long as the gaps are not too big, and you put more pasi in to make sure the gaps don't get any bigger. And the more it's going to grapple with, this seems to repeat. You've already said that. Okay. So, Rashi, Osin Pasal and Giros, Zainal Beis, Shemeshus Rabim, the bear was Shemeshus Rabim. The Beiros Atzmon is Shemeshus Yochid. They themselves are Shemeshus Yochid. Shemuki Masora, the 10th Vakum Deep. So you can't draw the water out. So they make this pasan to create an enclosure. So it changes the status of the area around the boar to Rishus HaYochid. Now you can draw water. You take the water out. Put it down. Bring the animal in. You give it the drink. So you can take the water out, put it into a trough or a pail. Animal can come in and drink. The yumdin is amudim hanirim kishnayim. It's an omen which looks like two. Shosin kemarzev shalom is made like a gutter. The gutters were a V shape. It was like two pieces of wood put it at a 90-degree angle, and they would put it with the bottom of the V facing down. But over here, kishanotsa b'karka, you put it, stand it up on the ground. The pasturimis is maravis. Let's say in the south west corner, so one board is facing towards east. It's in the west corner, it's facing towards east. Vitzido echad is the tzav, and one side is facing north. Vasheni, you put the next one, the pasma rov is the tzafonis, in the northwest corner. So one is also facing east. Tzira Echad is facing the Dornim. Shenosin Arbata and the Dal Apesi, with four of these in the four corners. Nimsa Kol Chol Ruach Beizamus means each direction of the four directions, north, south, east, west, will have Beizamus Doifin. Ama Kenegan Ama, then Ama facing another Ama. But Rebbe Bit Time, there'll be a gap in the middle. Shemir says Shutin Bamsa. So besides that, you also need to put a single board in between on that line. There's the Haruach Luach Rechava Ama, a board which is an Ama wide. Marvah Farash is a board Rameir Shutin. How large an opening does Rameir require before Rameir says you need Shutin? So Rameir is comfortable with a 10 amma gap. So what was the case? He's saying you need a pashut also. It's a that's in a gap of 10 ammas, because each one is three. If it's less than that, for sure it's okay. Shuras is chumrahu. They might may rebush in time. When they were tied together, they go in a smaller space. If they're loose, each one's going to take more space when it goes in. Blomotaurus is another way of saying that they're not loose, means they're tied. Achas nichneses v'achas yotzes. Kulo dlabinan eser mitzim samis elasechikos. They say that it takes 10 amis, but if they're going two directions, you need a little bit of extra space. So you end up with 10 amis, but 10 amis based on a tefek, which is a seichik, which has a little bit wider space. Yeah. But to the hacker pass and the bear, but us is a heck of cuts. You can make it a small area. Bring the pasim closer to the bear. You have to have at least from the edge of the well till where the pasim are. So the end of the enclosure. That the majority of the animal will fit inside. But less than that, not the mamamshich acher parasei. The animal will pull out. The mapik ladav lechutz mechitz will take the pail out, where it's drinking from, out of the mechitza, which is enclosed. So therefore we have to enclose enough area that the animal will basically be, definitely be inside and will not be pulling, even if he pulls back a little bit, it'll still be inside. You can go as far as you want. You can make a large area, you can close that also. The further you are away from the boar, you're going to have a larger gap between the diyamidim. So the harvest of pasin, you have to add in single pasin to enclose that direction. It can't be a gap between each pasin or between the pasin and the diyamid. Yes, to be an amos the remeir. You'd give a lot. Amos or shlis or behuda, more than 10 according to remeir, more than 13 and a third according to behuda. You can't have more than that. Behuda said only basis up to basis side. Comes it back, the dinner basis time is Legina Lakarfim, Shain Hekay from the deer, they weren't enclosed for living purposes. Karfim is the heck of Gadol Chutz Leir, Lahachdin Sham Eitzim Loitzer. It's a large enclosure which they would store wood there. Haya deer, Shal Behemus, it was a pasturing enclosure for animals. Shoyes and Besodis, do in the fields, Hayoim Khan or Yom Khan, each day a different place. Kele Zavlum, to fertilize them with galolia behemoths, with the dung of the animals. Sahar is the behemoth shalir, that's the behemoths of the city. Muxes, rechobash achari abatim, it's the area behind the house. Rechot shalish lifnei abatim, all of these things, the kolhani came from the dirahu, that the human being has direct usage out of them. V'hani pasipiros, nami ho'ol v'memeim v'rim l'shtiyas odom, since they're roy for the person to drink from, Tashmish Dira Mal Yosef. It's a valid Dira function. So the Mishanim Asum and Rashi is stressing it has to be Royal Shtiyas Adam. Had it been only Royal Shtiyas Behema, they would not be called a Tashmish Adam. And the Chum would agree to Behuda, it's not called Mukha Vadira, and
what?
So the case of the deer, you're enclosing it for the human being's function. He wants to make his field better. The Muksa and the Chotzer obviously have functions for people. In the case of the Sachar, it sounds like when you have to look according to him, it's also, there was some function for the human besides the storing the animals there. So the more Lema sees in the Loki Chananya. The Chara Mish is not like Chananya. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, as a pasul, the boar, Mechavol and the Shiora. You can make pasul for a boar. Now, the difference between a boar and a bear, is my Mechai, means it replenishes itself. It's a well. And a boar is a cistern, which you store water in it. But whatever, you use to either store rainwater or water which has been drawn, but it's stored there. And when it runs out, it runs out. A bear replenishes itself. So he says, Oisin pasin le boar. You can make pas for a boar also. And the din of chavolin, you can use ropes to close the shiur, like you had before. Sanakam. Chananya chavol on the boar, avoloi pasin. Chananya says you can use chavolin to enclose the boar. You can't use pasin. So the more in the Havin of the Gemara, the more was not differentiating boar and bear. He says you can only use chavolin and not pasin. The Gemara says no. If you take a chananya, boar lechud, bear lechud. Halachically, we deal with boar differently than bear. Since the water of the boar can run out as opposed to the bear, which doesn't run out.
Never runs out.
The bear is it's a natural well. So it replenishes itself. it replenishes itself. So this heter of parsi beros is only said because of the need of using this to give animals to drink. So if the water runs out, the heter parsi beros, Chazal removed it. You have this thing with this wide gap, we're making many many coolers over here, they're not relevant anymore. So when water runs out, it's also to carry there. Well, he's not going to, people are not going to remember that. So you're going to have to close it with chavolim, which is a true enclosure. It's a full enclosure. It's, you know, also a cooler, relying on love, but etc. But it's enclosed. So he felt that the case is a bit, whereas a be'er, which replenishes itself, he would agree that pasin are sufficient. Okay, that's one version of the conversation. Ikad Amri, some say the conversation a little bit differently. Minolai Katani, we did not learn in our Mishnah, Chananya Omer Oisin Chavolim Lebor Pasin Lebear. That he says, there's a difference between a boar and a bear. In the Brice, it says, Chavol the boar, Abaloi Pasin. He could have said better, Chavol the boar, Upasin the bear, Yudachap, that a boar is different than only Chavol acceptable, not Pasin. He didn't say that. Since he didn't say that, that would be suggestive of the fact. And on that diuk, Levi Masisa the loy kechananya. And that the more he answers, feel tame chananya the mind the kamer tanakama kama hadolay. That your diuk from the fact that he didn't say pasin for be'er would indicate that he also pasin do not work for bear is in for a bear is incorrect. The reason why he only discussed the boar, because that's what the Tanakhama was talking about. The Tanakhama said oisin pasin le boar. So he said no, for a boar you need chavolin. But he would agree that bear pasin are sufficient. Okay. So the Mishnah could be chananya. Lema bas nisan, like Rabbi Kiva. Chara Mishnah not like Rabbi Kiva. Nan. Echad be'er harabin, ubor harabin, ube'er hayochid, oisel han pasin. So, a case of a be'er, which is used either by yochid or by the rabbin, private or public, or a bor, a cistern which is used for storage of water, but it belongs to a rabbin, and therefore the chances that there's a problem is other people there to remind the person to not make a mistake and carry out. So all of those pasin are allowed. So that needs a full-fledged mechitza. But you see, according to Bekiva, that a boar, a rabbin, is mutter. Liberos in the Burris law. A mission only allows you to make pasin for a be'er, not for a boar. So the Chorin mission is not like Rabbi Kiva. Phil Tamer Rabbi Kiva, that the pasin, we could learn that the Tana of our mission is Rabbi Kiva. Be'er mayim chayim, be'er which is mayim chayim, it replenishes itself. The psikole, it's a definitive halacha. Veloishna the rabbin, veloishna the yochid, kitzani. So since it's always going to be permitted, the Tana mentioned that bor, which is mechunosim, is gathered water. Lo psikole, it's not a definitive halacha because it depends whether it's a yochid or a rabbin. So look, kitzani, the Mishnah didn't want to get involved in discussing that, but enechalami, it's possible that the Mishnah would agree that a bor harabim is permitted. Leva Masis and Deloitte Tribute have been Baba. karmish is not like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Did not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava ever ain't oisin pasin el the bear rabbi bavadi. He says no, you need to have two advantages. A, it's a rabbi, which therefore, if any has any problems, they'll remind each other. And B, it's a bear, so the chances of malfunctioning are very minimal to impossible. So it's only a bear rabbin. We look hachaktani lebeiros. Any bear, it's plural. Lashad the rabbin, lashad the yachin. Of course, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. My beiros, beiros talmud. It means beiros in general, not that there are different types of beiros. It means any bear you have of the rabbin, wherever it is. Let's go to the two. That's my the yumdan of Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. The yo. Amudim, two Amudim. Sakra Hashi, Kabbalah Mashiach, Tinan Parakama, Makiva and Shlesha Kabbalah, you close it with three ropes. The Kulo Oymid, who that has a lock of Oymid. Well, Pasan Lashiora Loy, we do not allow Pasan for a Shiora. The Habi Poritz Maruba, it's a case of the Poritz Maruba. Veloy Hutter, they did not allow pasin for shiur. They only permitted el labor, which is the behemoths of the regolim to farsha come on. This was because of the need of the animals were traveling with the people coming up for regal. Or is my mechunasim? It's gathered water. I mean the paski to run out. It's normal to run out. Mishum hachi also chananya. So that's why I said it's also the zimnin the paski mayor. The water runs out. Well, the mechitza, so this mechitza is no longer a valid mechitza. Well, hutcher pasi beros, of the name and shall behave and shall be golem. It's only permitted for to allow to give the animals to drink. There's no water, there's no heter. Bear is mayim chayim. It's fresh water. Beros the masis and the loktanim beres be mayim chayim. Come, it's only talking about mayim chayim. So. Tamor says, Bor Rabin, in the case of Bor Rabin, Paski Maya, even if water runs out, Mitkri Adadi, Velobatatli Hosim. But there's other people there to remind him not to carry. Bear Yochid, we also allowed Pasin, Zloy Paski Maya, because it's not going to run out. But a Bor of a Yochid, is also according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Kiva. Came along Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it's only the Beres Loi. I'm sorry, no, the D, because the Mishnah is Mashma, the Beres Loi, Philo the Rabbim, even the Bor of a Rabbim is not acceptable. It's not like Rabbi Kiva. So, where it says that since Mechunasim Loi Psikale, it's not always going to be Mutter. Vika bore harabim the mahani, vika bore the yachid lo mahani. Sometimes it's allowed, sometimes it's not allowed. So look, we didn't get involved in that. Kardin b'hidim above, it's only bear rabim. And here it says, vilahacha beiros k'toni, the mashra trey, chad rabim, chad yachid, means it's telling you two different types of beiros. The says, no, beiros the almo, a kol beiros koi, v'lo'elim the rabim. It's only a bear of a rabim. It means beiros, which you find out there in general, are going to be are going to be mutter. That means bear of the rabbin, which are found wherever they're found. Okay, there's a little bit of an agadic interlude, so give you a little bit of a chance to catch your breath. Okay. Let's hold it here.